frankly work harder and more focused on it. But, you know, maybe it wouldn't lead anywhere. Maybe it is not the sort of story like Waterloo. So not everyone is. As Jeff points out, some of the really great investigations are explanations of who people are, what they've done, what institutions do, and so forth. No one goes to jail. Somebody does not have to go to jail. So
what do you think about an institution? In those first days, while we were doing, he was in the courtroom, I was calling down to Florida to track the burglars and worry about their past. We also had a guy at police headquarters at the time who learned from a detective that Howard Hunt had in his pocket a notebook. And in that notebook, you know,
the burglar had in his
pocket a notebook with Howard Hunt's name, and it's in W House.
Right, and so you and I looked at W House, and Carl was much more creative, said W House could only mean one of two things. So. and so he called the whorehouse, and I called the White House.
It goes back to this institutional question. There's already a mechanism in place.
We were able to capitalize. Which is, you guys are the models for us. Who are the models for you? And I don't mean as editors, and, you know, as Ben and Captain were. Who were the reporting models for you guys? Was it Jack Anderson, or did you create your own models and went along?
Look, I grew up at the Washington Star, and it had the most remarkable staff of reporters just before that. And the basic kind of reporting, I mean, we did a word, it was the kind of thing that the Star did routinely. I think before Bradley got to the Post, it was more exceptional at the Post than it was at the Star.
And I think that the people like David Halberstam, yeah, the work that he had done, a lot of the Vietnam reporters, Cy Hirsch and so forth, there was a lot of suspicion about that. But, you know, I think one of the, you know, seeing we're asking the question, what should we think about 40 years after this? I think one of the questions we should ask is, do we know what's going on now? How plugged in are we at the D.C. City Council, about Montgomery County, the state legislature, in Virginia, the White House, the Food and Drug Administration, and so forth? And my sense, and I think Carl Scherer's view, is that people in these institutions, because even the reporters for the Post have to file multiple times a day, you are unnecessarily beholding to people, say, in the White House, who you have to talk to get a response to the running daily story. If they don't like what you do, you print it as a broadcast, it just won't call you to talk. You're kind of out hanging. And I asked an editor for one of the very big, important papers here recently. I said, when is the last time you wrote something in your paper the Obama administration didn't like? And he couldn't think of it. And so we are, in a sense, the question is, what should we worry about? And we should worry about secret government. Is more secrecy? It is better organized. It is concealed better. It doesn't mean it's necessarily illegal, but the judge who said it, by the way, democracy's dying and heartless. And I don't have the kind of confidence that you would hope